Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Did I ever tell you about when I pissed on that dude's face?
What?
I pissed on a dude's face.
What did you piss on a dude's face?
He fucking deserved it.
I told him I was going to piss on his face, and kept doing what he was doing, so I fucking pissed on his face.
Whew.
We were camping.
Yeah.
And I was in a tent with Bobby and his then-girlfriend.
Yeah.
How I got mixed with those two, I don't know. But they were fucking in the tent next to me, and it was gross. And I was laying there, and I was trying to, like, just, you know, not be in the way, because I don't want to cock block anybody. But
I think that's acceptable at that level.
But, I mean, I had my back turned. I was trying not to pay attention to the people fucking. And this dude is in the next tent just yakking and yakking and yakking, like being noisy as fuck. And I mean, like, this was not one of those, like, camping out in the wilderness things. This is like going to a campsite and there's, you know, another group of people, like, you know, less than a yard away.
Yeah.
And so this dude just going on and on and on. I'm like, dude, shut the fuck up. Like, fuck you, Mike. Fuck you, man. I was like, dude, I'm going to come over there and I'm going to piss on you.
So I mean, you knew this guy. This wasn't like a random dude at a campsite. You actually knew him?
No, yeah, I knew him. He was with our group. He was just in another tent. And he just kept going. And so I got out of the tent, and I went over to the other tent, and I pressed the tent down over his face.
Yeah.
And held it on him, and I whipped out my dick, and I pissed on his face. It was through a tent, so, like, I mean, I'm sure it was waterproof. He didn't actually get my piss on him.
But he felt the warmth?
But he felt the warmth. And the, you know, the...
Did he say anything?
I think his exact words were, "Ah, Mike, quit pissing on my face!"
Tune in next week, 9-8 Central, exclusively on RadioFubar.com.
Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the conversation will make your mother sick. One couch and alcohol, with three fat guys. We say mean and crazy things, and one of us is high. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the penis jokes come fast and thick. We've been getting away with this for far too long. Join us Monday nights on RadioFubar.com.
Party poop fart.
The wheelbarrow full of dicks. Internet radio show.
I am Mike. To my left is just about everyone I've ever met in my entire life. ever. Paul's extended family's here. Drunk's here. Napier's.
Man. Where's Rabbit Poundings? I feel like we're missing part of the family.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we got to get Rabbit Poundings in the chat room so that she can tell us how boring we are and put yawn with a whole bunch of A's.
Maybe she was just tired.
You think?
Yeah.
She was just saying, "Hey guys, I'm tired.
Yeah,
it's been a long day."
Exactly.
I love that. That makes me feel real good and ready to do a show when I get a yawn from the only person in our chat room.
Is this the Christmas episode?
No, this is early December, and we do a show every week, so there'll probably be like three more episodes before Christmas, so we'll probably do a Christmas episode closer. Wouldn't you think? It'd be kind of stupid to do one now, wouldn't it?
Well, I just feel like the only light in the room is coming from.
I thought that, you know, I'd set the ambiance. I turned on the Christmas tree.
Everyone's here, so we might as well have Christmas.
We didn't bring. Are we going to do like a secret Santa?
I'll get you what you got me last year.
No, I think that, you know, we should do a secret Santa.
Christmas time is normally when the profits, the extra profits of the company, get divided amongst its employees, you know?
Well, if you want to do some kind of thing where we do like a profit sharing, does that mean that you guys are going to start splitting the costs with me? Because this show's in the red, buddy.
It's profit sharing. Only the profits.
Well, okay, I'm going to share with you all the profits that this show has earned. Are you ready?
Yeah.
There you go.
Nice.
There's an electronic transfer.
This show has earned $0.00.
But it's gotten you so much more. It got you, you know, a fiancé.
You think got the you show, a house? The show got me
it got you a
fiancé
house.
And a house?
Yeah, and a car. You know, you got a good life, all thanks to the wheelbarrow
you
full
think,
of dicks.
Really?
Yeah, that's how I figure it, right?
Let's see. We've been doing this show.
People give the same amount of credence to Jesus. And the show is real. You got your microphone and got your little set over there. I mean, you can see the show. Why don't you just thank it?
Thank you, show.
Well, no, don't not don't me. Don't thank the TV. Thank the box. It's where the box is the show.
That so we're trying to figure out what the physical thing is that we can call the show.
Yeah, that it's the box.
It's the box that the microphones go into.
Yes, that's where the magic happens.
I think you know.
The magic flows out of us and into that box.
So the show is us.
Well, the show is us collectively, but we
it
all
goes
flow into
the
same
box.
Yeah, it all goes into the same
which
box.
It goes into the computer.
And only then
goes,
does it become the show.
Yeah, it's like
when
a community
it flows
toilet.
Into the box.
Yeah, it's the community toilet of the show.
I don't think
we
you're
all
supposed to call
in.
That a box. I think the technical term is board. However, it is more of a box, isn't it? Our
yeah.
board is like the size of a DVD. Really?
It's, yeah, about the size of a DVD case, like one of the early ones.
VHS.
No, it's bigger than a VHS.
No, but it's like one of those big, like, fat plastic ones, like the Disney movies
yeah.
came in, you know?
Oh, or like the PlayStation Slims that they had for a while there.
Like the PlayStation 1 Slims?
Yeah.
Or PlayStation 2 Slims, I guess it was.
When people... get it, when they put it usually happens a couple of years after they put out a PlayStation, they put out a much smaller version of the PlayStation. Are there people that hold out and wait for, like, you know, I really want a PlayStation, but it's too goddamn big?
There are people who will collect them. There was a Game Boy Advanced Mini that was about the size of a Game Boy game. And those are really collectible because you can put them on a keychain and other shit like that. People love that goddamn shit. Especially the Japanese.
I didn't get my PlayStation until there was the slim one. That was mostly because I didn't have an HD TV. So, like, what was the point of getting the HD PlayStation when I had my shitty TV?
You're talking about the PlayStation 3?
Right.
They make a slim one of that already?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I think so.
Well, I don't think mine is slim. I think mine is full-sized.
Yeah, yeah. They make several versions of it.
Yeah, I don't. I didn't buy it. It was a present or something.
It's a pretty sweet present.
Sure. Yeah. The Half Scoop podcast asked me the other day what my favorite and least favorite. Well, they asked us, but you know, I'm the representative of us.
Unless it's a real life interaction.
Right. Like,
unless
right.
you're talking.
Yeah, no, this was on Twitter, so I could handle it. They asked, what was my best and worst Christmas present? So, I mean, I answered on the Half Scoop, but, you know, what about you guys? What was the best Christmas present?
You answered on the show?
Well, no, I tweeted them and they read it.
And what was it?
Well, what did you guys do? I already shared mine.
My best and worst Christmas present was the same thing. Rape AIDS.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Were you giving Well, were you raping or were you being raped?
Well, I guess
so. You raped a girl, then you got AIDS from the rape,
and then once you get the gift, you can keep giving
out
the gift.
So the good part of the gift was the rape.
Was the rape AIDS? The AIDS for the rape, and the worst part.
They needed help raping you, so they needed AIDS.
Is someone trying to break into the house?
I think somebody's trying to break into my house.
You're about to hear a home invasion live on the internet.
No shit. Wow. That or a giant gust of breeze just
Nathan,
blew your
you
door
bring
closed.
Guns?
What?
Did you bring guns?
Mike, you should
I didn't know I
out.
Should have.
I think I should.
Talk. Let's talk amongst ourselves here.
I think somebody's breaking into my house.
So anyway.
So we've got at DrunkardSTL on the Twitters. We've got at Reed, the letter N, ain't pimp. The letter N. Reading ain't pimping on the Twitters.
What's the verdict there, Michael?
Nobody's out there.
Yeah. It's probably just your door shutting.
Oh, you guys didn't close the screen door.
Oh, it's the screen door.
False alarm, guys.
No home invasion.
That would have been epic,
close
though.
Close the screen door next time.
I think maybe we should have Napier sing some Bublé.
I could. Maybe, oh, by the way.
Maybe some Christmas jams.
My worst Christmas present was a pregnancy scare.
You know, the funny thing about this is we'd be broadcasting an internet radio show during a home invasion, but nobody's listening to it to, like, call the police.
So we'd be fucked.
So yeah.
We'd be fucked.
But we may gain some publicity afterwards.
Oh, yeah. People would love to listen to it.
Oh, we could, like, post that on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Probably
be good.
A big deal.
So what did you say your best and worst Christmas gifts were?
My worst Christmas gift was a pregnancy scare. My best Christmas gift was a negative pregnancy test. So, yay, Christmas.
My best Christmas gift was Toss Across, because that shit's awesome.
I don't even know what that is. What is that?
It's a game where you have beanbags, and you throw it at this board, and it spins wheels, and you try to make it land on X or O, and you try to do
cornering.
Is it like cornhole?
It's like tic-tac-toe, but with beanbags that you throw.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that.
That's pretty sweet. How old were you when you got that?
I was probably like 9 or 8. It's pretty, or maybe even younger. I'm not really sure. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And then my worst Christmas gift ever was from my stepdad's parents. One year they gave.
I thought you were gonna say your stepdad. I was gonna say I probably know what that gift was.
No, my stepdad. My stepdad's awesome, but his parents aren't all that great. They gave me a gallon of ketchup and a bag of walnuts.
Did those two have anything to do? Are you the weird guy that likes ketchup and walnuts?
I mean, I do enjoy ketchup, but.
I mean, you can kind of get it anywhere, though. It's not really something that...
I mean, it wasn't even high-quality ketchup.
Did they force you to act all like, oh, thanks, guys?
Like, what the fuck is a bag of walnuts for? Like, I don't like walnuts. I've never even expressed any like for any nuts.
So somebody probably gave them those walnuts, and they're like, who do we give these to?
Yeah, and then they're like, and get a gallon of ketchup out of the dry storage. Give it to them.
Yeah.
So did you have to act all grateful? Like, oh, wow, thanks, guys.
And I was riding their Sea-Doo over and over and over. So I was like, oh, thanks for the ketchup and walnuts.
So
dip the walnuts in ketchup, yummy.
These people have a Sea-Doo and a lake house and stuff. And
Not anymore. They sold it so they could,
they give you,
know,
a big
off.
Thing of ketchup for Christmas?
Right, yeah. I don't think they liked us very much. Yeah. I still don't
doesn't
like
sound
us
like
much,
it,
man.
No.
Is ketchup and walnut a thing? Like you dip them?
Now I kind of want to try it.
It'd probably be horrible.
At all, but, you know. For the sake of fun, I'll say, yeah, that sounds great, guys. Nah, sounds stupid.
We should have a day where you guys eat.
I can't think of any.
Ketchup and different things.
Just eat them.
And then tell people what they taste like.
Dip things in ketchup.
Ketchup and bananas. And
that'll
ketchup
be great.
Hot sauce and bananas
is excellent.
This kind of
tastes like a banana with ketchup on it.
It tastes like tomatoes and banana.
With ketchup on it.
Oh, don't forget the vinegar.
That
lovely tang.
The call-in number is 309-740-1430. Or you can Skype us on the Skype at the WFO Dix.
I didn't even think you paid attention to the Skype.
I look at it. It doesn't do much, so I don't really spend too much time looking at it. So last week we kind of touched on the erotic zoo thing, kind of at the tail end. It was like on my list.
I do remember the erotic zoo.
And I have more questions. My concern about the erotic zoo is, I mean, you go into the erotic zoo, you know, for this smorgasbord of animals to fuck. But, I mean, really, you only have so many loads. So, I mean, like, unless you're just, like, sampling a couple different animals until you find one that you really like, I mean, you're really only going in there to have an experience with one animal. So, I mean, you're paying for a whole lot of animals and, like, this experience, but you're not going to be fucking too many of them.
Well, no, you don't necessarily have to finish. You could just be like, I would like to try a goat. I would like to try a llama. Like, oh, that's nice. Do you have orcas?
And then pull it out.
Yeah.
Nice. Orcas.
Yeah. I mean, what good fuck farm doesn't have at least one orca?
So you would get in the water.
Yeah.
And you would... I don't like swimming pool sex. I don't like it.
Water. Have you ever had one with an orca?
Do you think that orcas have some kind of, you know, thing to combat the bad swimming pool sex? I guess they would have to, because...
That's all they can do.
That's all they can do.
They just have bad
sex.
So
they adapt and overcome.
Yeah, you got to when you're an orca.
Sure. Your lady friend calls shenanigans on your earlier story.
But I didn't say it involved her.
I don't know what your earlier story was.
Pregnancy scare.
Pregnancy scare that you
and
had
then,
for Christmas.
Yeah, and then my best Christmas present was negative. Yay!
So she calls shenanigans on that.
Well, she can call shenanigans on it. It's okay.
She said that maybe you're not being truthful.
I didn't say it was with her.
This podcast is 100% factual and truthful at all times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to take everything we say to be 100%, you know, factually accurate at all times. Like, for instance, Napier wants to have sex with an orca.
Yes.
I don't
There's
want
no
to,
way
but only after the goat and the llama.
There's hey, no way that he's just kind of joking around.
Don't judge my bucket list, damn you.
That's on your bucket list?
Yeah.
Goat, llama, orca, in that order? Or is there
no
order necessarily to a bucket list?
You don't need an order to a bucket list. No.
I guess you could just kind of check them off as they come.
Yeah. I mean, if it happens, like, I mean, 2 weeks later, okay.
You know, yeah. You probably run into more goats than you would orcas. But, I mean, if goats are earlier on the list and you run into an orca, I mean, how many more opportunities are you going to get to fuck an orca?
Exactly. That's why...
Not many.
That's why part of it you do, you know, goats, llamas,
a
shepherd,
sheepdog. You don't have to go to the zoo for... You know, like, if you're going to the zoo, I want to be fucking a cheetah and, like, koala bears and shit.
This isn't like an exotic pet zoo. It's not an exotic zoo. It's a fuck zoo.
We're in an erotic zoo.
Yeah,
not
I mean,
exotic.
You...
Exotic.
But I don't want to... I mean,
it's... I think it's the typical stuff that you would find in, like, a barn or something, you know, like...
Well, then why don't you just go to a barn and avoid the fees, you know?
Well,
because
farmers
don't... Farmers want you to fuck their animals. I mean, this is...
You fuck them anyway, man.
Some of these animals have two jobs.
That's what you say. You knock on the door and you say, look here, Farmer John. I'm here to fuck your goats. And
you
this is going to happen.
You just have a midnight liaison with the goats.
How much does a prostitute even cost?
Like what kind of prostitute?
I don't know.
Like
I mean,
a crack whore?
I don't know. I don't know anything about prostitutes.
You can get
I mean,
a blowjob.
You got to figure that you could probably get a prostitute for around the same price as admission to the exotic animal park, and then it's like a person.
I guarantee you can find a $20 blowjob in the city of St. Louis.
Easily.
Yeah. If not a $5 blowjob somewhere.
So, I mean, like $5, $20, I guess it varies, you know.
Right. You could also, I'm sure, find a $1,000 blowjob in St. Louis.
But, I mean, like, what's the typical rate?
I think,
for
like,
your
20
standard...
bucks is, you know, for a streetwalker, you're talking 20 bucks.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you see a lady on the street and they're sucking dicks for $20?
Yeah, man. You can suck a lot of dicks in one night.
Shouldn't it be more than that?
Well,
I feel like it's going to be more than that. Maybe $50.
I don't think that I would. I don't think that I would suck a dick for $20.
Well, no, you
would. Let's say you suck 15 dicks a night.
Don't they say on like Craigslist, like, oh, you know, 20 roses. We can find out how many roses a blowjob is, you know?
20 roses? Oh, there's code?
That was code.
Yeah, but they, everybody knows what that means, though, right?
Well, yeah, but I guess it's like illegal, you know.
Isn't it illegal to buy somebody a bunch of roses in exchange for sex?
Fuck no.
Or can you buy somebody products for sex?
Isn't that what, like, life's about?
Yeah. Prostitution only involves money, not goods.
So... Okay.
You can exchange some goods for some services.
Okay, here we go. I go to a store. I want a television set. There are women there who will have sex for television sets, and I will then pay them for the television set.
No, that doesn't work because you're paying them money.
I'm paying them money for a television set.
No, you have to buy, you have to give them a television
set. So they suck a dick for a television set. You're saying that's not illegal?
No, that happens.
As long as
every
no
day.
Cash is
no
involved.
Cash is exchanged, you bring in a television set and I suck your dick for it. Did we commit a crime?
Mm.
In Missouri, I think you did.
Well, that's because you can't suck dick, period.
Sucking dicks illegal?
Oh, we have anti-sodomy laws?
I don't know.
It's not sodomy. My butthole is not my face.
No, sodomy is any sex that's not man-woman.
Okay, Paul.
And with the vagina and penis.
You go to Rent-A-Center. You say, look, I'm here to suck dick. I want to suck your dick for a TV. They say, cool, I got a dick you can suck and a TV. Is that a crime?
No.
Okay, so you get the TV for sucking a dick. You have the TV in your hand. You walk it out to your car. You drive it to my house, and you say, "Hey, man, I'll give you $100, or I'll give you this TV for $100."
And now have you lost me?
He wants to get product and for sex. And
I want
sell
a product,
the product
exchange that doesn't involve money for sex, but involves products for sex that you then turn around and sell the products for money.
That just sounds like entrepreneurship, really.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't... Can you do that?
Why not?
Do I sound retarded right now?
You're being an entrepreneur. That's what it sounds like to me.
It might be if you premeditate it, but if you go and you suck a dick and then you acquire a TV set, no qualms. You go in and you say, I'll suck your dick for a TV set. That might be prostitution.
Well, we need
that's
to
walking
do
a
you
line.
You just said it was money.
No, it's walking a line. It's walking
it's
a line.
It's walking a line, but it is crossing a line.
As saying that you'll do sex for product, walking a line.
You're like, hey, man, I got this TV set. You suck my dick. I'll give you the TV set. Then they sell that TV set for money.
Unrelated to you. Them selling okay. the TV set.
Yeah,
is a
I mean,
second...
if they want to sell their property, that's their fucking business.
Right. How they got it. You know, unless it's like stolen or something. So can we start up a company that basically we're a porn production company and we make low budget porn films for small time financiers. So basically what we do is we say, hey, for $500, we'll let you come fuck this broad. We'll tape record it and we'll send you on your merry way.
And so then you get to keep it. Copy of the tape. You produced a porno.
Right. Well, like for your $500 fee, you get a copy of this porno you produced.
And therefore, you're not doing
it's not
prostitution. You're making a film.
Right.
It's artsy. You'll have fucking lights and
there'll
and
be streamers,
makeup and bad music, the whole deal.
Yeah.
And I'll watch it and film it and give you direction.
Well, not me, but yeah.
Well, you know, we're doing a commercial here.
So is that illegal?
I don't know.
I don't think so, at least not in Nevada.
Yeah, I mean, I think the problem is, I don't think you can even, like, can you film pornos in Missouri?
So essentially
yeah.
what we're trying to do right
yeah,
now
I think
is
so.
Find a way to have sex for money that isn't having sex for money. That's what you're saying?
So what you do is you go and you buy two tickets to the movies.
Right.
And okay. then you hit up the fucking... Stir crazy. And you get some, create your own Chinese stir fry. And then you go see The Notebook. And then it costs you about $35. And you get a blowjob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's not illegal.
Not
that's
at all.
That's perfectly fine.
That's a date.
Exactly.
However, if you were to just hand her the $35 and then call it square, no, you can't do that.
I don't even need a meal. You take the $10 I was going to spend. Invest it. You know, build for your future.
Well, you got to wonder if intentions have... I mean, I'm with a lady of the night, and we have the sex, and then I give her $20, and I say, hey, man, run down to Schnucks and get us some chicken strips so we can, you know, make some dinner. And then you just give her a little wink. You know? And then she leaves. And she never comes back. I mean, your intentions were to make dinner, right? She just never came back. She's a dirty whore.
Right.
And a thief.
And a thief. Well, I mean, maybe she bought the chicken.
And then ate it herself.
But I mean,
bitch.
She didn't steal the money. You gave it to her of your own free will, you know? Well, how about this? How about this? You're like, you take the prostitute.
Dirty. Dirty chicken stealing bitch.
How is this prostitute getting away alive? That's what my main concern. How have we not killed her yet?
You mean in this imaginary scenario? I mean,
if it's imaginary, then we might as well just murder her and not pay her at all.
Type yes.
Yes, Fernie Cast. Ferncast?
Fernicast.
Fernicast.
Yeah.
Fernicast.
It's time for our halfway through the show break.
Well,
that went really fast, didn't it?
Yeah, you came at the right time, buddy.
Just in time for the break.
It's frozen chicken. We had to fry it.
Yeah.
Fried chicken. You're not buying regular chicken. It's a high-class prostitute.
We will return in
a cigarette.
7 to 8 minutes. Carry on, my children.
My wayward son.
The Mr. Producer Show. Not your normal interview.
Actually, you know, the thing that's really getting these two going over here is every time you guys say about, these guys just
start trying to crack up.
I just brought it up.
How do you feel about house music?
How do I feel about house music?
Let me take a line from Buzz and say, hold on, I'm getting my pants down.
Oh, this is definitely one of the better interviews we've had on this show. This ranks right up there with Kick and Deja Vu.
I wasn't here for that. I'm ranking this number one in my book. That's going in Captain's Log as number one over here. I don't know about you.
No, that was the one where I had three black guys in here, and the one guy, his nickname was Bigga Nigga. He was 6'8".
That was
hilarious. Have you met Dick Dover? Basically a black dick.
Oh, okay. Standing in your studio, a black
right.
dick. Okay, got it.
No, he was a blast, and he had some good stories.
You'll that have to black dick was a blast.
And these fucking guys are laughing at us about a boot.
And the Canadians out of left field. Home run. Yeah.
Oh, God. The Mr. Producer Show can be heard live Saturdays, 9 p.m. Central, only on RadioFubar.com.
There are shirts, and then there are shirts from HappyGoatShirts.com. If you're ready for a laugh-out-loud moment every time you get dressed, you need to order one of the outrageous shirts from HappyGoatShirts.com. At HappyGoatShirts.com, you'll find parodies of famous brands and sayings and just plain old funny stuff. They come in adult sizes as well as one-piece shirts for infants. You can even customize your shirts. Go ahead, get your laugh on. Order today at HappyGoatShirts.com.
We'd like to tell you about some huge indie music supporters. The Indie Music Bus. Get support for your music at IndieMusicBus.com. Then follow them on Twitter at IndieMusicBus. Or if you're a music lover, they have a Twitter account just for you at IndieFans. Ride the Indie Music Bus and thank you for listening to Indie Radio.
It's as good as a name brand, though, isn't it? It's awful tasty for a off-brand Capri Sun.
It's just a fruit punch.
You know, it probably is the same damn thing. They probably just... We're back with the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. And I'd like to introduce our new segment. Ask Dr. Napier. However, I was going to make a little jingle for it, and I didn't. So I thought maybe we could just, like, do one on the spot. So, like, maybe Paul, me and you could do, like, instruments, and then Drunk could do, like, a Ask Dr. Napier or something like that, you know. Are you...
He doesn't ever pay attention to you, Michael.
Oh, what the hell, man?
I'm there with you, bro, 100%.
I give you a break, man. I give you a break and
everything. Dr. Napier!
Hey! All right. We actually do have a couple of questions in the sack for Dr. Napier.
In the sack.
Our number one fan... actually had a whole bunch of questions for you. She wants to know the cure to chronic stupid.
Most people would say Darwin. Yeah. I'm going to go with Darwin on that one.
So just let it work itself out?
Yeah, it works itself out. Look,
what if she wants a more immediate result?
Buy a pickup truck and a big-ass gallon of Jack Daniels. Let what happens, happens. I would suggest doing this on a dirt road, like where nobody lives, just in case. Make sure there's plenty of ravines. Plenty of ravines. That's going to be key.
Secondary thought, I vote concentration camp.
They get to concentrate because they're stupid.
She wants your best hangover remedy.
Sex.
Sex?
Yeah.
I got a great hangover remedy.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
So ask Dr. Paul.
Yeah, so what you do.
Wait, hold on. You guys ready?
Dr. Paulie News Knuckles.
Okay. Hangover remedy.
The perfect cure for a hangover is you smoke 2 huge bowls of the best marijuana you can find. And then, and this is crucial, you go to McDonald's and you get a Big Mac, extra value menu, large size, high C orange.
High C orange?
Yeah, by the time you're done with that, you're okay. Ready to go.
Can you substitute Jack in a Box tacos?
Do you or is get that the during? Apples with your Happy Meal? Or?
Fuck no, the large fry.
Okay.
See, it works because the Big Mac's got the extra bun. You know, and then the fries, you got the greasiness. Yeah, you're ready to go.
I just go with more.
That's my normal Sunday morning routine.
And we actually had a serious question, I believe. And I think for doctor-patient confidentiality, I shouldn't let anybody know what this guy's actual name is.
Does he have a Twitter handle?
Yeah.
That's anonymous. We should throw his Twitter handle out there.
It's not anonymous, though, is it?
No.
But he has... Okay. Dear Dr. Napier, what's the best cure for piles? Cream doesn't work. It's getting like a fucking Aussie vineyard down there.
Well, you use the cream, but you have really rough gay sex. They'll all pop... You got to make sure they pop.
It's like popping a blister, like.
Yeah, but you use the head of a penis.
That's the best way.
Yeah, it'll just shear them right off.
It's custom like, made for pile popping.
Yeah, but you want to use the cream as lube.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so that way when they do pop, you can soothe them a bit.
Well, you want it soothing and popping at the same time.
Right.
Like you don't just, you know, put butter on popcorn after they're done. You want to put a little bit in while it's, you know, while it's popping. So anytime you think about that, think about butter and you think about popcorn. Like, oh, you pop the kernels.
And the other question that our number one, that was Sam Holly, by the way.
Okay. So I hope your ass is doing well, Sam. Thanks for listening, buddy.
Yeah. Paul, I mean, does Dr. Paul have a better remedy than that? I mean, that was pretty spot on, I think.
Yeah, I mean, well, what did you do? You just kept feeding your asshole until it stopped bothering you?
I didn't have piles, Paul. I had an itch. It was
hunger pains.
You know, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. I wouldn't.
What are piles?
You guys just make fun of me. It's like hemorrhoids. Painful hemorrhoids, yeah. I think. I think. I don't fucking know. I don't know. Ask Sam Holly.
I'm asking Dr. Napier. What the fuck are piles?
Pretty much a bunch of hemorrhoids, like hemorrhoid clusters.
Like ass blisters? They sound like they pop somehow.
Yeah, they're ass blisters.
Anal blisters, I guess.
Yeah, you got to push them back in.
On the anus?
Yeah, you get the penis in there. Pushes them all back in or pops the ones that are going to pop.
Later on tonight, I'm going to send you some pictures.
No, I don't need pictures.
I'm going to send you a whole bunch of pictures. I'm going to send you like a whole email zip file full of pictures.
Okay, that's fine.
But I'm gonna hide it as something else. Let's see what does Rabbit Pounding say here. Piles are hemorrhoids that become inflamed. Hemorrhoids are masses, clumps, cushions. So it's, yeah, it's painful.
It's inflamed hemorrhoids.
Hemorrhoids. So I was right.
Ass sex?
For once in my goddamn life, not only was I right, but Rabbit Pounding's confirmed I was right.
Damn.
I feel good. I feel great.
Do you ever feel bad? I
feel fucking vindicated.
Do hemorrhoids come from the ass sex?
I think it comes from pooping too hard, like you're trying to get them out, like you're just trying to get out that deuce.
You sit on the toilet too long playing that goddamn doodle jumper is what it is.
The Star Wars Angry Birds.
You get going on that goddamn doodle jumper, and then you realize, fuck, I've been sitting on this toilet pooping for like an hour.
And your intestines are like hanging and touching the water.
Yeah. Our number one fan also wanted to know about Pamela Anderson's Hep C, and if she licked her swimsuit from 1996, if she would contract Hep C.
I'm going to go with no, but I'm going to go with also not a good idea.
Now, is Hep C the sexually transmitted one, or is that the one from, like, sewage water?
Let's quit dicking around and play What's in Drunk's Mouth. I just looked down at my oven mitt here, and I really want to put this in Drunk's Mouth.
Well... okay.
Okay, so
you
how
got,
do we work this out?
He got a jingle for this one, too.
What's in Drunk's Mouth?
Nobody knows.
I like that one. That was probably really good. Probably sounded great. So, did everybody...
Are we going to have a caller?
Well, we got to figure out a way that the caller can win. So, Drunk wants the caller to win. Okay, we need Drunk and the caller to work together.
The caller's going to help you find out.
Okay, I got to figure out how to... We have a caller. Call ended? Did I fuck this up? Hello?
Yeah, you
probably
missed.
Way to go, Michael.
I probably fucked it up.
So are we going to have something so that Drunk doesn't... Yeah, can't hear us?
Call ended, no answer. Call back. Oh, my God.
Holy but Jesus.
Jesus Christ, that's loud.
Jeebus.
You're going to have to mute us. Can you hear me?
Oh, my God. Oh, my Jesus.
Hit the little stop button on the top. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
There we go.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Hello. Hi.
Hello, Mandy. Are you ready to play?
Hi.
Are you ready to play What's in Drunk's Mouth?
Yes.
Mandy from the Furnacast, everyone, is going to play What's in Drunk's Mouth. We don't know what you're going to win yet. You probably won't win.
Probably a wheelbarrow full of Dick's t-shirt.
Okay,
I feel
yeah.
like I've already won.
Yeah, you're the big winner.
Just remember. Everyone do their homework and bring something to put in Drunk's Mouth.
Of course
mouth.
They do. These... Two are clowns.
You guys have something to put in Drunk's mouth?
Yeah,
okay,
we got
now,
it.
We need they, to... Before we blindfold Drunk...
I'm not putting what they have in my mouth.
Before we blindfold Drunk, we need to assure him that what we're putting in his mouth isn't going to cause him irreparable damage.
Right. No phalluses in my mouth. It's not happening.
What about phallic objects?
Well, I mean, that's a given. I mean, what else will fit in Drunk's... Cute little girlish mouth.
No piles.
No piles. Yeah.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Smell those coming, dude.
Okay, so I think that the way that we need to play this game is how many items do me, Nick, and Paul all have something to put in
They don't actually have something to put in my
mouth. Am I the only one that brought something to put in Drunk's mouth?
No, Nick does have something.
I do, yes.
Do you actually have something to put in
his
mouth?
Is it your cock?
No.
It is not your penis.
Well, no.
Does anybody here actually want to put their penis in Drunk's mouth just so we get that out of the way?
I don't think I do. I don't think I have any interest in putting my penis in. Okay, so
I'm going to go no as well.
Items to put in Drunk's mouth. So you have to get determine whether he will get 1, 0, or 2 right.
Okay.
And if you guess the right amount, you win, I guess. I don't know. We didn't really think this.
We just remember.
I have a third item. We have 3 items.
Okay, we have 3 items to put in. Okay. Okay, so I guess Drunk would win if he gets 2 out of 3.
Okay.
Drunk's already winning, baby.
It doesn't matter.
Do you think Drunk is going to win, or do you think Drunk is going to fail?
I think fail, because it's hard to figure out what's in your mouth with your eyes closed. Not that I know from experience.
All
I'm just
right.
Guessing.
Okay, so somebody blindfold Drunk. I'm.
Do we have a blindfold?
No.
Yeah, there's one right there.
What can I blindfold Drunk with? Drunk, pull your shirt over your head.
Someone handcuffed Drunk.
Right there.
On the honor system.
Don't you have a sleep mask or something?
A sleep mask?
What's that?
Okay. Hoodie is on Drunk's head. Drunk, are you ready to accept your first item?
Yes. So do I... Yes.
You are? You're ready to accept your first item in your mouth.
Open
wide, baby. Here it
hold
comes.
Hold on.
Oh, our toes are touching.
Romantic.
Do I get to like...
All right. Now, I want you to describe the item that is going into your mouth as best you can.
Can you, like, rub it against my face first?
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Don't flinch. We're not going to hurt you, Drunk.
This is the most awkward thing I've ever done.
Nick is very sexually...
Yeah, you're being very delicate with the item you're putting in his mouth.
It's
he's Mandy,
flinching away. He's
Mandy guessed
away
that Drunk
from...
is going to fail.
Here, I'll give you the good side.
Okay, we'll get a different item.
What do you mean different item? He hasn't guessed or failed the first item.
He hasn't even put it in his mouth yet.
He refuses to open his mouth.
Extremely pointy.
Okay, put the... Here. All right, Drunk, open your mouth.
Don't bite.
That's pretty
don't
big.
Don't bite
yeah,
now.
Don't bite, but I am going to put it in your mouth. I'm not going to hit
quit
you,
quit flinching.
Drunk.
It's not going to hurt you at all.
I'm not going to hurt you, Drunk.
All right, now lick it.
Can you describe what's in your mouth? Does it feel good?
It feels like some sort of plug. Like a light switch.
Hey! You got
Drunk
a light switch.
Is... 1 for 1. The first item was, in fact, a light switch. All right, Drunk. Are you ready for item number 2?
No, I'm getting worried now.
Yeah, I think you're going to lose. He's
one.
He's
mouth than I imagined.
He's 1 for 1.
He gets
a
light switch, for God's sake.
Yeah. I found a random light switch laying around and put it in his mouth. Okay, you ready for item number 2, Drunk? I'm going to rub it on your face. Yeah. Yeah. You like that? Okay, now I'm going to put it in your mouth.
His lips are quivering as he slowly...
Describe it.
It has a funny taste.
Yeah? Yeah, it does. Oh, he bit some of it off. Are you eating it?
What am I doing about biting down?
We didn't say these were non-toxic.
Drunk, you ate it.
I did not actually eat it.
You ate what's in your mouth.
It okay, isn't guesses. What's your guess?
Well, he only gets one guess, doesn't he?
I mean...
He gets one guess.
Do you have any questions about the item?
It was made in 1946.
As horrible as this is to say, can you put this back in my mouth?
This one, okay. As long as you promise to spit it out, you can put it all the way in your mouth.
Okay.
Oh, he licked me! Oh, God.
You want to swish it around a little bit?
Yeah, swish it around a little bit, Drunk.
Maybe you'll get the shape.
Napier, rub his shoulders while he's swishing it around. Give him a nice good rubbing.
I feel like this is more like a game of foreplay.
It is. That's where it's headed.
You should see the way these things are being rubbed on his face.
This is a piece of candy corn.
Hey! Okay, I mean, do we want to see if Drunk goes 3 for 3? I mean, Mandy's already lost. That's established.
I'm already done. I'm out. I'm out of the game.
Okay, so what are we going to put in Drunk's mouth now?
This one's going straight in your mouth, not on your face. Ready?
open wide. This is a bigger item.
Face. I'm kind of sweaty with this.
You can rub
one.
It on his face.
Just rub it on his face a little bit.
Oh.
he's backing away rapidly from whatever.
I don't like the smell of this.
Do you not want to play What's in Your Mouth anymore,
what
Drunk?
That?
It's a piece of chicken. I was putting my knee on your knee to freak you out. All right, so I'm sorry, caller, but you lost What's in Drunk's Mouth.
I didn't win the prize.
I don't even know what the prize was,
really,
to be honest with you.
Did.
Yeah. But, I mean, this went incredibly well, I feel.
It was a good time.
I have a microphone.
Okay.
I have two microphones, actually. Can anybody tell if I sound like I'm, you know, in surround sound in some way? Because somehow I got hold of two microphones. Drunk's going to wash up.
It was foreplay.
Well, he definitely finished.
So do you want to plug your show, Mandy? Where can we find this? What is it about? What if, you know, I've never listened. Convince me. Sell me on the show now.
Oh my gosh. Well, it is my brother and I, and it is a podcast. And you find us at wickedradionetwork.com. And we just try to be funny. I can't sell things. I'm a bad salesman. But
can I describe your show to them?
Yes, you may. That would be great. That you're better at it than I am.
Your show to me is like the first 2 minutes of Bambi. It's like Bambi's mom is running around. She's all peaceful. She's having fun. She's frolicking. And then that hunter just comes and snipes her. It's just like Mandy's just, you know, real fun and bubbly and excited all the time, and then her brother just shits all over her constantly.
Yeah.
It's just like...
I've heard about videos like that.
We are German.
Oh, my.
Are you really?
Yeah.
The Germans.
So do you know Hans?
No.
Nick has been waiting to debut this character for... How long have you been waiting... Glitner, the gay Nazi, everyone.
His name is Hans Wiener Goblin, okay?
Oh, you changed the name? I thought it was Glitner.
Formal, okay? He's the gay Nazi. His name is Hans.
And you guys created this character around one line. No, so say the one line.
He loves the dudes, but hates the Jews.
So now we have it out there. Now, what is it? Hans Wiener
Hans
Goblin?
Wiener Goblin. Get it right or I'll kill you.
I'm sorry.
I thought it was Gobbler, not Goblin.
It's a Goblin,
yeah, because that would be kind of like a Spider-Man villain more than a...
Yeah.
That'd be the hottest Spider-Man villain ever.
Wiener Goblin?
Yes.
So what did we learn? See, Mandy learned that you do not go against Drunk, because Drunk will come through.
He will come through anything in his mouth.
Or with... He will come with anything in his mouth.
Well, I mean, it didn't really help that two of the items that we put in Drunk's mouth were, in fact, food.
He wouldn't put the chicken in.
The chicken, he was very scared of putting the chicken in.
It must have smelled like cock and
steel. Well, I kept kind of leaning close to him to make him think it might be a dick. I just wanted him to guess. Ooh, your dick tastes like
it
chicken.
It was actually my dick,
seasoned
peppered with
chicken.
Seasonings.
It does taste like chicken, just so you know.
Does it really?
There was cayenne on it.
No, it doesn't.
No, that's not true.
No, it tastes like dick.
Yeah, that's what it tastes like.
Is it a distinct taste?
Yeah, I would say I would know the taste of dick skin anywhere.
Really?
So if they made an ice cream?
I guess the question is, you know, does each dick taste different, or is it like kind of like a...
Generic dick taste.
Generic
like, would
dick
you be
taste.
Able to pick your partner's dick out of a lineup...
Yeah, like the Pepsi Challenge, only with dick skin.
Yeah, they each have their own unique bouquet.
They kind of marinate in like their own juices.
This one tastes woody.
It's got a pine odor.
It all tastes woody.
You put your nose up to it, just a...
You have to squish it around a little bit to get the right taste. This one has good legs.
Yeah, you have to stir them around a little bit, too.
Get to uncork it, let the tannins mellow.
Drunk, I don't know why you're not chiming in on this.
I got nothing.
How was your first experience with being blindfolded and putting things in your mouth?
Was it sexy to be blindfolded in the middle of a room full of dudes?
As a matter of fact, it was quite frightening.
It was?
He did flinch a lot.
He did. Like, whenever we got near him, he would flinch.
He did have his mouth closed pretty tightly when that chicken came up at him.
Yeah. Well, that's because we told him to open wide. That's usually not something you want to hear.
He's a trooper about that light switch, though.
It's pointy.
You're trying to hand him the metal end.
I wanted the whole thing in his mouth, okay? The whole thing.
But I would say out of all the things you could find in your house, your light switch is one of the more phallic.
Yeah.
I don't know. Those chicken tenders were shaped like penises.
Yeah, they were like flaccid penises against Drunk's face.
Well, I'll tell you what. Drunk is a trooper because at no point would I ever in a million years blindfold myself and let you guys put things in my
not in this group, you know?
I wouldn't do it. There's not a possible, especially for no prize. Drunk won nothing. Actually, Drunk, you should win something, shouldn't
15
you?
15 minutes of fame right there.
Yeah.
We can all throw down $5 and buy him a blowjob.
From
a streetwalker.
Cheap streetwalker.
Right.
Mandy, you know the going rate for a streetwalker?
Just mouth.
Yeah, just we're just talking a mouthy J.
Well, I have seen the HBO show. What is that? And it's not real.
The Cat House?
It's like Catwalker. No, yeah,
I think it's
what
the Cat House.
That's it. I'm thinking, actually, for a cheap one, I'm thinking 20. I'm thinking a 2-0.
Pretty sure the Cat House is pretty expensive. They're
yeah, see, that's awesome. Not a $20 BJ.
Yeah. So we're talking like the average run-of-the-mill. You see them on the street. You say, hey, baby, how much? They want to give you a good competitive price because, you know, they want to get you in the door. And then they start. It's like that Fiverr.com. They want to get you in with the $5, but then they offer you all kinds of other stuff that you can, you know, add on.
They should do that with, like, hand jobs. Like, hey, for $5, I'll give you a hand job. And then,
yeah,
like,
and then, I mean,
and then, like, 2 minutes in, it's like, hey, who's for ever 10 more started bucks, a, I'll put my yeah. mouth on it.
Yeah, who's ever started a Handy J and be like, man, I hope this lasts forever? Like, no, I mean, you get start the Handy J, you want something else.
Handy J sounds like
not unless she's, you know, punching the sack.
A story about a woman who was giving blowjobs for Big Macs? Like one of those hookers, she's like, just buy me a Big Mac and we're good.
That's nice. Awesome.
Wow, and that wouldn't even be prostitution because it's not money.
Yeah,
and you get the taste of penis out of your
it's
mouth.
It's just a barter system.
Right, and it gets the barter system.
Like, I figured, like, couldn't you find that much change in your couch? Do you really have to go out on the streets hustling for a Big Mac?
My question is, if you're giving blowjobs for $20, how hard is it to get away from you? I don't think you need to pay these hookers. If they're already down at the very bottom of the barrel giving $20 blowjobs, either really stupid or not very physically fit.
So you're just saying run.
After the blowjob, just peace the fuck out.
Yeah, what are they going to do? Go to the
stiff
cops?
Abroad for a $20 blowjob?
Stiff arm. Stiff arm.
She put your nasty dick in her mouth.
Yeah, well. I've seen a video. They have that video online of like two like homeless people, and like the homeless guy gets like a blowjob in the alley, and it's like a security camera. And like he like gives her the money, and she's like holding the money, giving him service. And he pops off in her mouth, grabs the money, runs. And she's like there, like with jizz on her face, like, what the fuck is she supposed to do, you know?
I saw an episode of Intervention once where they were bartering up like three cigarettes.
Oh, nice.
Three cigarettes, that's all it was. And then he did take off on her.
Didn't even get her cigarettes.
For people who don't smoke, you don't understand how much you want three cigarettes when you don't have three cigarettes.
Prostitution.
What a lark.
Prostitution is the only victimless crime. You know, unless you, you know.
This is our big 75 episodes anniversary deal. Yeah. Is that that's a milestone, isn't it?
I think 100 is usually what people celebrate.
You don't celebrate 75? I distinctly remember people celebrating 75th anniversary of things.
Yeah, well,
that's
years.
Like the paper anniversary.
Huh?
It's like the paper anniversary, right?
Yeah, but that's years. Anniversary of years, not episodes.
Oh. We can do that. Yeah. It's felt like years.
You've been on what for 9 years? What's the 9-year anniversary?
We haven't been on for 9 years.
Oh, I don't know.
We've 9 years? That's a legacy.
Jesus. We've started in 2010, so this is.
3 years.
Almost 3 years.
What's the 3rd year anniversary? Didn't you just have one of those?
I don't know.
I think just every anniversary we should just put more stuff in Drunk's mouth.
So in 3 years,
Drunk, I'm gonna walk around my house and find more things to put in your mouth.
We had a 6-month hiatus. So.
Oh yeah, I guess we did, didn't we?
Yeah, we had a 6-month hiatus. Mike needed to tend to his fields,
find
as it
himself.
Were.
I needed to find myself. I think I'm about due to find myself again, I think. It's about time for another 6-month hiatus.
It's good that we can do this, like once we start getting fans, we can just go away. And then
it's
we can
been
have
three
more...
years, Napier. Yeah, we're not getting any fans, buddy.
Well, I mean... Well,
yeah,
we
missed miss that boat.
You got one or two. I'm a fan.
Are you?
Yeah. That's two now.
Yeah, I count.
Yeah, but it's more like a mutual like thing, right? I mean, like, I like your show, and you... I mean, like, we both do podcasts, so, I mean, you don't really count as a fan, do you?
I think you gotta take what you can get.
I mean, it's like you know, football players can like other football players, but... They wouldn't be fans. They'd be other football players.
Well, I guess you have a point there. I still think... I guess I don't really even...
No, that's fine, Mandy. You're a fan.
Yeah, just stop right
guys
there.
Are two fans.
I think we've spoken too much already.
I just told you I'm not being a fan.
Just let me.
Yeah, I talked you out of being a fan.
Well, I have a question.
I don't think... I don't know if rabbit pounding counts as a fan either, because...
Rabbit
pounding
is Napier's fan.
She was so...
Guts.
You know, she was in the studio
yeah.
for so many shows. I don't know if she counts as a fan. She's like our fact checker.
Right.
Sometimes.
Well, I don't know. I have other stuff, but...
Rapid fire, do it.
Can I ask Dr. Napier a question?
Oh, do you have a question for Dr. Napier? We would have to do the music again, though.
Oh, please.
Dr. Napier!
Yay!
All right.
Go ahead. Call her with your question.
But first, I have to clarify. Are these only medical questions, or can they be psychological as well?
Look, I'm Napier, a doctor of many fields.
Yeah,
haven't
Napier
you seen
is a
his
doctor
degree?
Of many fields. I have tweeted his degree multiple times.
Okay. He has no specialty.
Napier
is psychological.
Okay.
Okay, and I don't know. I think this might stump him. Okay.
It's impossible, but go ahead.
I just started working part-time at a daycare. One of my close friends owns a daycare. And we got a new kid.
Mandy,
yeah.
Before you go any further, just know that Napier is not allowed to be within 50 feet of children. So he might not be the best person to answer this question. However, continue.
Don't worry, it's just self-imposed. The state knows nothing.
Okay.
So we got this new kid today. And at nap time, she revealed herself to be a bit of a whacker. A whacker.
She's diddling her sniz?
She seemed to be.
She's fiddling with her business?
How old is this kid?
Like, 3?
Oh, my God.
A 3-year-old business fiddler?
Sometimes...
And it made me horribly uncomfortable.
Yeah?
I just was like, stop it. You stop it right now. And then I felt sort of bad because... Like, am I totally like warping her brain and shaming her about things forever? But my God, it was horrifying. I've never been more embarrassed horrified.
You realize you're shaping young minds.
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen to this girl.
That is really alarming.
And if you make this woman, a three-year-old child, uncomfortable about her
sexuality, her budding sexuality.
I mean, that could fuck her up for life.
It's horrific. She covered herself from head to toe with her blanket. I mean, she was
going to town.
Little kids will sometimes do that if they're like stressed out.
She was like wadding up her blanket.
Maybe she comes from a family of masturbators.
She might.
I wouldn't.
That was so awful.
Napier, speak up. She can only hear you on the thing.
I wouldn't put too much stock in it. Little kids will do that if they're like stressed out and they don't understand what they're doing. Just say no. Don't do that, sweetie. Not in public. And
no, let's not do that.
If it's of a concern, get a squirt bottle. Just squirt her like a cat. hey, no.
When I envisioned the Ask Dr. Napier segment, I thought that like people would ask like questions, and then Napier would give kind of like, but Napier's just kind of giving like real advice, which.
Spray bottle is happening.
Well, here, I think you did the right thing.
You gotta
completely shame her.
Yeah.
That way she goes through her
first instinct.
Yeah, no, shame her, and then you know you should probably announce it to the class. It needs to be a very public thing. Like everyone needs to know about it. Right, and that way, like all the way up through like junior high, she has this real big self-esteem problem. And then she starts sleeping around in, like, the junior high school era. And then we get more strippers, because that's what we really need.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm creating the next generation of strippers.
Exactly. So you're doing your part. We all salute you.
Keep in mind two things. The other kids in the little daycare, they have no idea what she's doing. You might. She doesn't. So the only possible way that it could offend anybody is you and your partner. So just say no, don't leave that at home.
You should
and
tell
let the parents
boys,
deal with it.
Well, tell the boys
don't
in her
leave
class.
It at home either.
Well, no, you don't cut it off, but you just say no, that's for your house.
Napier, how old were you when you discovered yourself? 23.
Well,
I know that you discover yourself quite often.
So are you talking about when he discovered himself or when his uncle discovered him? Because there's a 5-year difference. Like,
I've always had a rather fair amount of sack, and I always noticed that it swings. So I used to swing my testicles back and forth because I thought that was fun to hear them flop up against my stomach.
I'm not talking about like
butthole.
Making fun sounds and stuff. I'm talking about when you started realizing that it was nice for you.
I don't know. Just kind of always, you know, as far as I remember, just.
As far back as you can remember, you've always been jacking.
Well, I've had major head trauma, so take that as what it is.
When was the major head trauma?
Probably the first time I did it, I passed out and hit my head.
The first time you jerked it?
I'm going to say I must have at least... Well, if it's anything like I do...
This is a story I've never heard before.
Right, neither have I.
Well, normally my sessions go for at least 3 Zs, and I've been able to, you know, get that down pretty good.
You're talking about 3...
Yeah, 3 Zs.
Like 3 loads?
You ejaculate 3 times in each session?
Well, I mean, yeah, the sessions bleed into each other.
So literally bleed?
You mean like
sometimes
you
literally
splooge and like you just keep going?
No, I mean I'll get a snack or something and then.
Well, that's 3 different times. I thought you were saying like 3.
No, sometimes it is. Sometimes it is. Sometimes like in the middle of the second one, I'll want like some of those Hershey's cookies and cream chocolates. So I'll eat those like, oh, those are good. Well, back to the grindstone. And then I start pounding out, you know, I get my knuckle children out of there. I breathe life into my socks, as it were. And then I put them on so I can feel my babies in my toes. And they can swim around and touch me. Like, oh, my younglings are kissing my feet.
I think the show's over.
So two things, Mandy. Two things before you go, Mandy. Before we go, before the end of the show.
Okay.
It's a two-part question. This one comes from Nick in St. Louis. Part one, what do you think of the situation in Syria where they're, like, shutting down the internet and whatnot? And then part two, are you a squirter?
Okay. So I'll just start by saying the Syria thing, just to put it succinctly, that's pretty effed up. And the squirter thing, no. But you know what? I'm still young. I've still got time to figure this out.
You know, there are online
guides.
Is that
something that you aspire to? Is that something that, like, you work on?
Well, okay. I have a friend who became one.
Friend.
It's like a vampire.
You learn from the ancients.
Oh, I have this friend that, like, became one, and she was, like, very excited about it.
She, like, posted on Facebook?
Oh, hey, guys, just squirted me. Did you message me?
Finally figured it out.
It's just up and to the left.
See, that's weird. I never got to experience that. Like, I see all these videos like, oh, girls have discovered this magical thing. Like, oh, guys, check this out. If you rub the ball sack and the penis at the same time, it'll get directly in the middle of your forehead and you can use it as free shampoo. Like, oh, I never get to experience none of that.
So hold on.
Wait,
is Napier expressing regret that he never gets to have
jizz on his face?
That's what it sounded like to me.
I just wish that could happen for me.
I just never get to experience that.
Damn it, guys! One day I'm gonna jizz on my own face.
I have a dream. It involves jizzing on my own face.
I've tried it upside down. I always miss.
You just gotta go with the force, man.
I think so. I'm just gonna have to force it out of me.
You know, Radio Fubar sent me an email the other day and told me that starting January 7th, we're going to have a lead-in. Usually we have Monday nights to ourselves, but they added a new show that is like two 40-year-old guys talking about libertarian views for an hour. It's like very, very serious.
I think that means they're pedophiles.
What do pedophiles have to do with libertarian
libertarians
views?
Are all about the pedophiles.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah,
I know
that
just
if you do whatever
up.
You want.
But
they are. Have you ever seen one?
But I just...
Have you ever seen a non-libertarian pedophile, sir?
Libertarian views going on for an hour, and their fan base tuning in, and, like, forgetting to turn off the radio for a few minutes after this show.
Our lead-in...
Napier getting on and talking about jerking off on his own face.
Our lead-in should just be a song of farts. Like, their show ends and all of a sudden...
when they made that that Christmas album all with cat meows?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I want to make a remix dubstep version of just nothing but dudes making the jizz on pornos. Like the dude who does the drop and loads.
Just like a super cut of only face shots?
Yeah, of only grunting male orgasm. And that's going to be the entire song. And there's going to be mad wubs.
Episode by far.
Mm-hmm.
Just go and have a session.
Mandy?
Yes?
The last show that you guys posted, you titled A New Low.
Yes?
Is this a new low for you?
I feel like it's right in the middle, right in my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Good.
If what we strive for is mediocrity, right. We can hit that.
The height of mediocrity.
If I have
tippy top of the middle.
Well,
if I have a word for all the little childrens out there who are obviously listening to us, because this is a children's show, when reaching for a star, reach for the the closest one that you can.
Because it's still a star, right?
Yeah, it's still a star. But don't work too hard.
Well, that was just adorable.
Thank you.
I guess we're going to wrap up. Thanks for calling. I think, is that our second call ever?
Yeah, we missed our first one.
And Paul was mean to the first call.
Oh, no, wait, we had that guy leave us a message that one time.
That doesn't count as a call.
Well, he called.
Voicemails don't count.
Well, they don't give us voicemails now.
Paul, well, I guess I'll just say thank you for answering.
Well, thanks for being on, and, yeah.
Again, you can check her out at the Fernicast. Thanks for calling in.
Blogspot.com, something, I don't know.
Yeah, or just WickedRadioNetwork.com.
Right.
It's yes.
Easier to remember.
WickedRadioNetwork.com.
Yep.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye, guys. Have
Bye-bye.
A good night.
Bye.
Deuces.
Nice.
Well, you want to run through the remaining things I have rapid fire, or you want to get the hell out of
Let's
here?
Let's do this. Whichever.
Let's do whichever you want.
Let's save the content. Topical. Are any of them topical? Do any of them have to get today?
Oh, we didn't talk about the Kansas City Chiefs guy.
He killed himself. He killed his girlfriend.
Everybody's
he's
you
a
know
jerk off,
mourning whatever. Him like a hero, even though he's a murderer. My favorite part of the whole thing was when he texted his agent and said to make sure that his child has a beautiful life. And I was just thinking to myself, well, the kid's off to a pretty fucked up start.
Well, at least it has money. So.
It has money.
Yeah.
We should shoot it, take its money.
I don't think it's going to carry it on him. Yeah.
What else you got? Follow DrunkardSTL on Twitters.
Well, see you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Central at RadioFubar.com or with the TuneIn app for smartphones. You can also download the show through iTunes, Stitcher or our website, wfodix.podbean.com. Be sure to rate us 5 stars on iTunes to raise awareness of the show. Vote for us on Podcast Alley 2. Find new sites to rate us at. Blow that shit up. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave us a message that may get played on the air. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix. Join our boards at WFODix.boards.net. Like our Facebook page at facebook.com/WFODix to get all the latest updates. Also be sure to check out all the other great shows on RadioFubar.com throughout the week. It was a lot to take in. I'm sure you were tired. Go lay down for a while and they'll be in a few minutes to tuck you in.